This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I have come to Mosin Art, the art boutique in Reykjavik, and I'm with Sigrun Fina Snydal to hear about the weekly crafting nights, the cozy crafty club that takes place every Wednesday here where I'm sitting in this beautiful boutique, firstly.
Thank you.
Very nice, very nice. And a lot of the work here is yours, but you were telling me that you also have other artists that bring their work to sell here.
Yes, and also my mother is making all of the wool sweaters there too.
This is a cozy space. We're going to talk about the Cozy Crafty Club because this place has been open since July of last year. But every Wednesday you've run crafting nights. Tell me about those.
Yeah, I decided to have crafting nights to make a little crafting community and get to know more people who have like similar interests as me and want a crafting company, because often you just are knitting at home alone, you know?
Yes.
It's nice to sit with people, have a cozy time, drink some tea.
So what happens then? Yeah. People come along with their own ideas, their own materials?
Yeah. You bring your own project that you're working on and just do it in good company.
Yeah. And that's been running since this shop was open?
Yes, second week I opened, okay. I decided to start the crafting nights.
And have you discovered a crafting community then here?
Yeah, it keeps growing as well. It's been a great way for me to meet people and a few of the people have come to crafting nights. I've started selling in the store as well.
Okay. So well, we can maybe take a look at some of them, but what kind of crafts happen here?
We've been working with clay, papier-mâché, knitting, crochet, like stitch work and sewing as well. It's mostly been women for now, but we've had 3 men so far.
Okay.
Come to the crafting nights, but
yes.
Yeah.
And did you feel that when they all met each other here that they were looking for something like this, a chance to get together?
Yeah. It seems there's not so many places, or maybe there are, but we don't always see them. Places to go and meet people in like a comfortable, cozy setting.
Yes.
That's not going out to drink. Like, it's not about partying.
No, apart from the tea and coffee that you can drink.
Yeah, you can drink tea and coffee. But I'm not serving any alcohol.
No. Does it tap into mindfulness, I think, which has obviously become more important in many people's lives?
Yes, for sure. Knitting and crafting, doing something with your hands, it just also takes you away from your phone for a moment.
Yes.
Which is just healing and good for everyone.
Yeah. That's so important, isn't it? To get away from a screen.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
It's increasingly difficult to get away from the screens.
It is. Can we take a look then at some of the crafts or some of the items that are here in the shop? Now, I think you said that some of the people that come to the craft nights have started selling here. Are there any examples of that we can look at?
Hjaldís is making all of these tiny little clay people.
Oh,
they
wow.
They are so cute. He also met this felted guy who has this biggest booty.
Is that? I thought he was a mushroom at first with the hat. He's made of felt with
a
booty, as you
with
say.
With a booty and a belly.
Are the tiny little clay people then? So these are all made of clay. I thought they were maybe metallic at first. It's just the way they've been polished.
Yeah, it's the gold brushing after, which also makes the. You can see her fingerprints and everything. This, I think, is so beautiful. Some of them were made here. And she's the first artist I was like, hey, do you have more of these? I would love to sell them in my shop. Because I was gifted one like 2 years ago. And I was like, I need to find the woman who made this. It's so cute. And I found her.
And these items, they've all got stories behind them now.
Yeah, the girl who made the mushroom stickers here.
We've got some stickers on the wall of birds, and mushrooms are a theme here, I've noticed. We've got these people with the mushrooms as heads, and there's a cat and various other figures and a sheep as well.
She's a regular here. She lives in the building, and she comes to the store almost every day just to chill, get some pets, meow at me.
Yes. What else can we look at here then in the store?
Wow. All of these sweaters. My mother knitted every single one except for this one.
Okay.
My aunt knitted this.
When you get tourists coming in, as you will have done in the last tourist season, I guess, their eyes will be drawn to the lopapesa.
Yeah, I get some people who are like, they only see the Lopa Pesa. They're like, I'm here to buy a Lopa Pesa. And they love that there's a story behind it. And yes. I can tell them exactly who knitted it. And yeah, it's nice to buy a souvenir that has a story behind it. Then you remember it every time. And it will be like a thing you see on yourself. It's like, yeah, remember that time.
Yes.
You know? I like to invite the tourists as well to the crafting nights, and we've had a few people come. So I have a basket of scrap yarn and needles and stuff
for
people to craft with. If you don't have anything to show up with, then I can put some crafting materials in your hands.
Tourists won't have brought crafting materials with them, probably.
Usually not, but real crafters do, though.
Real crafters do.
they're knitting on the plane.
So this happens every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday from 5 to 8. Just bring whatever you want to work on. It's usually people have a project they are half finished with or want to start something new. And I just make space on the big table here and put chairs all around. And then I try to have something to drink, and sometimes I bake cookies.
it sounds like the perfect night out.
Yeah, and people are welcome to bring something to share as well.
We're on Garðastræti in the west end of Reykjavik, just opposite the main health clinic, in fact, if that's how you want to sort of orientate yourself. 5 to 8 every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Free?
Free.
And you could end up selling your items in the shop.
Yeah. We make something beautiful.
This is nicer than a plastic puffin, isn't it?
Definitely. It's more wholesome.
Thank you so much for your time today. And thank you for letting me in out of the wet on this really, really wet day today.
Thank you.
Through English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.